Hello, I'm your host Adesh Kumar, and welcome to another edition of the Neverending Thoughts. This week's discussion leads to what is a bad speculative narrative that always has us wondering if they're really speculative, also giving us a warning about our future. For my friends who are unsure what speculative fiction is, a genre that is surrounded with futuristic, supernatural, or very unlike reality set in the real world. We discover speculative fiction in combination with dystopian settings and how they warn us about our future. We will also look into how speculative fiction is defined in texts which we can relate to in our own contemporary society. Growing up, I have enjoyed reading various genres. However, speculative fiction was my utmost favourite as it adds thrill and always gets me wondering about the future. Two texts that provide us readers with perfect example of speculative fiction are The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood and the film V for Vendetta directed by James McTeague. We will explore how the two texts have parallel ideas and how they provide us with social, cultural, and historical context, warning us about the future. To open our discussion, we will investigate The Handmaid's Tale, a speculative genre that is perfectly presented to us readers by Margaret Atwood. The Handmaid's Tale follows a totalitarian theocracy that has taken over the US in the era of a fertility crisis. Offred, one of few women who are fertile, is forced to participate in the reproductive slavery ceremonies in the Republic of Gilead. Offred is labelled as a handmaid, and without a doubt the novel's most important character. The story is narrated by the handmaid, and we see the struggles of Gilead through her sight. Offred states how she is objectified and not considered as a woman in the quote, "I avoid looking down at my body, not so much so because it's shameful or immodest, but because I don't want to see it. I don't want to look at something that determines me so completely." This quote states how incapacitated the handmaids of Gilead are and have no power to stand up for themselves. Gilead is a religious deceiver where religious beliefs rationalize cruelty. This was presented to us through the quote, "Guns were for guards, specially picked from the angels." The main idea about handmaids is based on the Bible from Genesis chapter 32:1, where Rachel uses her maid as a surrogate mother as she was unable to conceive. The same concept was applied in The Handmaid's Tale. Being encircled by the Berlin Wall, Atwood is able to present to us the irony between the Berlin Wall and the war in the novel. Just as people in Berlin were killed by the oppressive government for breaking laws, citizens in Gilead were also given death sentences and hung on the wall in the novel. To also add, The Handmaid's Tale was set in New England, and we asked to make direct connections to the Puritans from the 16th century. The Republic of Gilead mimics Puritan culture in many aspects, including several immoral regulations, discreet clothing, and the control of every aspect of people's life and interactions. Margaret Atwood focuses on injustice of women, dictatorship, and totalitarian theocracies in constructing Gilead. And we can make parallel connections to our society as many of these complications are visible to us in the physical world today. We will continue forward onto the film V for Vendetta, directed by James McTeague, released in 2006, and a film that makes us doubt if it is fiction or a real-life event. V for Vendetta follows the life of a violent man who covers his identity wearing a Guy Fawkes mask named V. He intends to seek revenge upon the Norsefire government of England on the 5th of November through acts described as terrorism. Although the film originally leads us to believe V is the villain, V for Vendetta exposes the corrupted figures in the government and encourages citizens to regain justice and political balance, cancelling out a fascist government. The film sets off with two intersecting parallel scenes involving characters Evie and V edited together. They complement each other and eventually both of them merge together within the same frame. The historical context was evident to us as V uses Guy Fawkes' gunpowder treason idea to destroy the Norsefire government. The mask symbolizes idea and power. This is as V stated, "Beneath these masks there is more than flesh, Mr. Creedy. Beneath these masks there is an idea, and ideas are bulletproof." The significance of the letter V is huge as it's not only the name of the main character, but the letter V features in a series of prominent names and themes throughout the story. V for Vendetta as a speculative text has proven its significance in recent years through Donald Trump's manipulative, violent and discriminative against social certain classes, just as Northfire corrupted control over its citizens. V pursues his society to be fearless. He strives to change the culture of the dystopian society and equalize everyone no matter of their gender, race and beliefs. This is clearly stated in the film. People should not be afraid of the governments. Governments should be afraid of the people. Through the symbolic connections and collaboration of spectacular cinematography, James McTeague has given our society the warning for the future. Coming into the comparison, we identified the depiction of wonderful speculative ideas provided to the audience by the two texts, The Handmaid's Tale and the film V for Vendetta. Both texts being dystopian societies, it was effortless for the audience to find similarities and relate the text to real-life events. Both texts allow us to contemplate about our very own society and provide us with a warning about the future. A key similarity that caught my attention was that Norsefire and Gilead had primary government divisions with anatomical names that managed the dystopian settings. It is visible that both societies undergo a cruel and disturbed time period controlled by inhuman government. As we come to an end of the Neverending Thoughts podcast, after discussing the two texts, we can say that it is evident that speculative fiction gives us a warning of the future. The great presentation of speculative genre by the two texts, The Handmaid's Tale and V for Vendetta. That's all we got for this week's Neverending Thoughts podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, goodbye.